Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Yud Zayin, Beitza Yud Zayin, and we're going to talk about a sugya that comes up here on the bottom of Yud Zayin and Aleph, and that's a sugya of Ribui B'Shiurin. Ribui B'Shiurin, expanding the heter of Ochol Nefesh. So we have the concept of Ribui when it comes to other areas of Halacha, and we have it by mitzvos, we have it by averos, and then we'll get it to by heterim, which is really today's discussion. But just background, sugyas that we've discussed in the past. We have the concept of ribui by mitzvos. Where do we have it by mitzvos? We've discussed in the past, I think we even had a lump this year about this, relating to doing mitzvos in a minimal way or a maximal way. Right, that the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah is that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Once one eats a kezayis, so then one has fulfilled their mitzvah. So Achronim Medayik, the Rambam does not say that there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis on the night of Pesach. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Period. Once you eat kezayis, that's enough. Meaning any matzah that I might eat at the Seder is part of the mitzvah. Right? Or the Nitziv says, right, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara asks, why do we blow so many kolos on Rosh Hashanah? Right? So many, right? All you have to blow is a minimum of 30. Right? That's really what, even though we're misupik, what the sound is. 9, which translates into 30. But we blow by Meyushav, and we blow by Me'umad, we have at least 60, and then we blow, got up to 100. So the Gemara says, La'arbe v'sasatan. La'arbe v'sasatan, right? To mix up the satan, and that's why we blow so many kolos. But the Rishonim ask, isn't it Baal Tosef? Isn't it Baal Tosef? You're doing a mitzvah more than you have to. So there are various answers given. Tosva says there's never Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah more than once. Right? If Kohen Duchens four times a day, there's never Baal Tosef there. There's never Baal Tosef doing more of the mitzvah in the time that you're supposed to do the mitzvah. Or the Rashba says there's never Baal Tosef if you're doing what the Rabbanan told you to do. If it's a Takana de Rabbanan. But then Itziv says, no, the answer is because it's all shofar. It's all shofar. Once the Rabbanan told us to blow shofar, Yom Trua Yelachem. It's a day of Trua. It's a day of shofar. So whatever, it doesn't say blow a specific number, it's a day of shofar. So whatever you blow is included in that. So we're able to expand our mitzvos by matzah and by shofar. One other example I'll give, right? The Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, what's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema? So that's a four-way machlokas we showed him. First pasuk, first parsha, first two parshias, all three parshias. Right? The Ramban seems to say first pasuk. First pasuk, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. Rashi, daf beis and brachas, first daf and shas, first parsha. Tosfos, first daf, first two parshias. The Rambam is clear, all three. All three parshias are the mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Rambam. Right? So the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Zichiris Yisiz Mitzrayim separately. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's all part of the mitzvah. But the question is, according to the Ramban, there seems to be a Gemara in Brachas that's difficult. The Ramban that says one, Parsha. Why? Because the Gemara asks in Maseches Brachas, Kriya Shema, you're allowed to be mafsik. Right, with the Gemara, let me just, the language of the Gemara in Brachas, I read on Daf Yudalid. Sorry, I forgot to break it. The Gemara asked there about a question of Hefsik. Are you allowed to be Mafsik? The Gemara says, Kriya Shema and Hallel. Kriya Shema and Megillah. What about Hallel? What about Hallel? Are you allowed to be Mafsik? Sorry, thank you. Thanks. The Gemara asks in Brachos, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, B'Hallel B'Megillah Ma'oshi Yafsik. Are you allowed to be Mafsik? You're allowed to talk in the middle of Hallel and Megillah if you need to. Right? Do you say Kavachomer? Kriyashma Daraisa Pose Kalam Drabanami boy. If you can be mafsik during Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, surely Chala, which is Drabanan. Or maybe Persume Nisa Zadif, and that's why Megillah is more Chamer. So it goes into Megillah and Halel. But the Gemara, the first step of the Gemara, Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, you can be mafsik. One second. According to the Ramban, Kriyashma is only the first pasuk. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the first pasuk for anything. Middle of Shema Yisrael, you can't be mafsik. So what's the Gemara talking about? Sounds like it's beferish against the Ramban. Because the Gemara says you can be mafsik during Kriya Shema. According to the Ramban, Kriya Shema is only the first pasuk. You can't be mafsik during Kriya Shema. So the answer suggested is that even though according to the Ramban, the minimum mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema is the first pasuk, but I could expand, I could decide to do more of the mitzvah, and in that way, in that way make it give it all the status of Kriya Shema. So that is all. On the one hand, we could expand mitzvos. Then we also have the power to possibly expand averos. I mean, not that it's a good thing, but it's I should try to expand averos. But the Mishnah tells us in Nazir, as an example. As an example, if I eat a kezayis of treif, that's an avera. What if I eat four kezayisim of treif? All at once, in one helam, in one time period, and I wasn't warned in between. That's one avera. That's one avera. I mean, it's worse quantitatively, but it's one avera. Right, that's the Mishnah in Maseches Nazir. Mishnah in Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalid. The Mishnah says, Nazir shayisho se yayin kol hayom, enochay vela achas. A Nazir that drinks wine all day, right, and they didn't warn him in between, says, chayv on avera. Amrulo, al tishta al tishta. If they warn him in between each time, don't drink more, don't drink more. So then, shachayv kol achas v'achas. Then it's separate averus. Same thing by Giluach. He's shaving his head all day. I don't know how much hair he has, but he's shaving his head all day. And he says, and much more than two hairs, he's chayv on avera. But if each time they say, al tegalach v'umagalech, chayv kol achas v'achas. So this is a concept of one avera. The Tosfos Yontav does say, ein ze ela bedine adam. She'ena mechuyev malchus ela achar ha'asra akal malchus. V'masha amr la tishta al tishta. Ava b'dine shamayim kozman she'shasa revi'ez yayin avera v'yal kol giluach sara avera v'chotuma she'itame avera. V'yal zeh ta'ase hekesh l'chol yisurim shema Torah. Ein hefesh bazeh bein yisur lav, bein yisur kareis, o yisur mises bezdin. So the Tosfos Yontav really says, you're not really adding on to averus. Right, in this regard. Meaning, if you know that what you're doing is wrong, you know what you're doing is wrong, and every kezayis that you eat is a problem. Let's say I'm doing a malacha, or I don't know it's not kosher. I think I'm eating something kosher. I'm doing something shogeg, so then in that case, it would be able to, lechora, be considered one, even b'dinei shamayim. Here, even the Shemayim, it's not that I know I'm doing an Avera. Avoteda, then he continues and discusses related issues. But that's in terms of mitzvos and Averos, in terms of expanding mitzvos and Averos. But our Gemara, that's all background. Our Gemara here is about ribui of a heter, of heterim. Ribui b'shiurin, as the sugya is known. What's the case? We have it here. We touched on this 5 days ago, back on Daf Yud Beis. We had a shir on mitoch a couple of days ago, but we related to this too. So what does the Gemara say, Tana Rabbana, right in the middle? I'm not allowed to cook from Yantif, one day of Yantif to the next day of Yantif. Ain't open Yantif l'chavero. Right? 2 days of Yantif, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yantif Shabbos, Shabbos Yantif, or Shabbos Yantif for sure. I'm not allowed to cook from one day to the next. But, says the Gemara, Mimala Isha Kala Kadira Basar. What if I'm cooking on Yontif? How careful do I have to be about how much I want to have leftovers this week? So I want to cook a lot on Yontif, so I'll have leftovers. So it's the same pot. I'm putting meat in a pot, so if I put 3 pieces of meat or 7 pieces of meat, does it make a difference? Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to. You're allowed to fill up the whole pot, even though it's not really for Yontif. That's not called harama. That's not called tricking, subterfuge, as we had a couple of times already in the Masechta. Mimala isha kala kadira basar, afal pi she'ena tzricha el chaticha achas. Even though I only need 1 piece of meat, I'm allowed to fill up the whole pot in for that 1 piece. Rashi, debechad tircha sagi. It's 1 tircha. It's 1 cooking. I'm throwing all the piece of meat in. I'm cooking it once. There's no extra tircha, therefore it's allowed. Or, says the Gemara, mimale nachtom chavishol yayin. A baker is allowed to fill up his whole barrel with water to boil. Even though he only needs 1 little ketone. He doesn't need so much water. That's the sugi of ribui b'shiurin. Once I'm allowed to cook on Yantif, the heter of ochal nefesh, I'm allowed to expand that heter and not have it in a minimal way. Ribui b'shiurin. I can't put up a second pot. Right? That's an extra tircha. I can't do something totally separate. But if it's one tircha anyway, I'm allowed to do that. But the Tanakhama says, you can't bake more, right? Because each kikar, each loaf, is a separate tircha. And therefore, that would be beyond the heter. You're not allowed to cook from Yantif to Chol, right? That's the halacha. And there might even be malchus there, Right? That's what discussed in Masechet Pesachim. But this is not. Even if it's miyantif lachol, but if it's ribui b'shirin, it's mutter. Rav Shimon Elazar says no. Even the cooking, the baking is okay. Memale isha kolatan or pas. You can fill up your whole oven with bread. Bepreisha pas neefes yafeh bismacha taner male. Because the bread cooks better if the whole thing is filled up. The whole and the breads that are baking themselves. Therefore, it's a tzorach of the yantif. It's not a tzorach of chol. And the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Fine. And the Rashba has different chilukim with his din. If it's one tircha, Shabbos and yantif, this is the Gemara. So we related a couple of days ago, but now we'll relate to it again from the perspective of ribui b'shiurin. Earlier, we did it from the sugya mitoch. The Gemara, the Rishonim, asks based on the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. The Gemara Menachos discusses, do you say ribui b'shiurin about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos? Right, we have ribui b'shiurin by ochal nefesh on Yantif, the heter of cooking on Yantif, but what about the heter of doing a malacha on Shabbos for somebody who's deathly ill? Cholash yishbo sakana, when I'm allowed to, let's say a chola needs meat. Same case. I have to cook meat for a chola. That's the case. So am I allowed to throw in three more pieces of meat? Right. Once I'm cooking anyway, the same tircha by heter of ochal nefesh. The Gemara says is mutter. But what about the sugya of pikuach nefesh? So that's the Gemara on Menachas Samach Dalet. That's the question of Rabba. Remember, Rava asks. Here we go. Boy Rava. Cholash Am Dulish De Grogoris. A chola needs two figs. He needs two figs to live. The problem is I have a fig tree, so I have two branches that have each one fig on it, and I have one branch that has three figs on it. So do I cut the two branches each with one fig? Because that's what my chola needs, two figs, or do I say I'll cut one branch with the three figs? So which do you do? That's Rava's question. Do I focus on two because that's all the chola needs? Or do I do three? And the Gemara answers, for sure you do the three. Because it's only one cutting. It's only one cutting. Right? Shalosh maisinan. Right? The ad kan lo kamar v'chulu ani, and he continues. So if you're sure you do three. We asked Tosfos, why isn't this related to our sugya of ribui b'shiurin? Right? Why over here does the Rava have this suffix, while Tosfos here wonders? Tosfos says, "Lo matzi l'mifshtei mehad the tiny prayer based debetza." Why did the Gemara bring in ribui b'shiurin? Just like I'm allowed to cook more if it's one pot, I'm allowed to cut one branch, even though it has three. Right? Isn't that the same thing? One branch that has one tircha, so why don't you say that is mutter? Says Tosfos, to be yantif dekiel lo chayshinan, velo dami l'shabbos delo nitan litchos. So Tosfos is machalik between Shabbos and yantif. Shabbos is more chamor. Shabbos we don't play around with ribui, right? By yantif you can. V'hada kasharinan gabi yinuka dishrachamime lachem agavime be'ervin. Remember that going on ervin. If the hot water that you need for the bris milah. So you're allowed to heat up water to do the bris. Only with by a goy. Tosfos here says that it is aser the riboy on Shabbos. This is a machlokas we shown him is aser derabanan. Technically, midaraisa you would apply ribui b'shiurin to Shabbos, meaning. Ribui applies to heter ochal nefesh on yantif. Midaraisa, you would apply it to achole on Shabbos, pikuach nefesh. So if I'm going to have to cook something for achole, midaraisa, I can't be marbis. One tircha. Midrabanan, we don't want you to, because Shabbos is chamor. Right? That is the shita of Tosfos. That's the shita of the Rashba here also, that ribui b'shiurin. By Shabbos, for pikuach nefesh, is drabanan. The Ran, and this Ran we also looked at a couple of days ago, the Ran argues. The Ran says, if it's only drabanan, then what's the whole suffix of Rav and Menachos? What's the whole Gemara? There's a possibility that he might cut the two branches? If the whole Isser of Ribui is drabanan on Shabbos, then of course he should cut only one branch there, the one with the three figs, and not the two with one fig each. another Siyanko. That's for sure a Daraisa. Cutting, doing kotzer. So the Ron says it can't be that it is an Isser Durabanon to be Marbe Bishiurin. That's the Ron's issue. Where is it here? Ron says here on Daf. Here, Tesma Beis and the Daf Yarif. He quotes Miku Yigala Medak. He quotes the Gemara in Mesachas Menachis. So he says, Pshitalon, the Shtayim book is Acher, Bishlosh book is Acher, the Shtayim, I see the Shlosh, I see the Reba Bishurin. He says, the Bishab is Dafka, Dika is Skila. Abel Yantath is Kalavi Kilus. That's what Tosfos said here. So says the Iran, Vitabahani Alehem. The imkain, my kami boil on asim menachas. If it's only this is the rabbana to be marbe b'shiurin on Shabbos, pshita the shalosh my sinon. The ribui b'shiurin lo mitzar elami drabbanon. The ribui b'tzira mitzar midaraisa. Right, cutting an extra branch. So the Ron argues. The Ron says no. Ribui b'shiurin on Shabbos would be an isur daraisa. Right, not an isur drabbanon. Right, if I'm cooking for a chola on Shabbos and I put in a piece of meat because that's what the chola needs, and I put in an extra piece of meat. It's an Issa Daraisa. Issa Daraisa of cooking. Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Tosfos there in Menachas and the Rashba here in Besa, the Rabbanan. The Ron says here in Besa, no, he argues on his Rebbe. He argues on his Grand Rebbe, the Rashba. And he says, no, it's an Issa Daraisa. And that's why Rabba had that suffix over there about which one should you do. So if it's Daraisa, so then the Ron just says, so let me explain then. So then what's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif? Why? According to Tosfos, so Shabbos and Yom Tov are both mutter midaraisa. Midrabbanan will be machmer for Shabbos because it's in Isser Skila. Fine. But according to the Ron, if it's usher d'oraisa to be marbe b'shirin by a cholel, why? What's the difference? So that's where the Ron mentions his beautiful chilik. There's a difference between hutra and dechuya. When it comes to heter of ochel nefesh, on Yom Tov, that's what we call hutra. The Isser totally disappears. When the Torah says you're allowed to cook on Yantav, it's not that there's an Isser of cooking on Yantav, but you're allowed to do it for Ochal Nefesh. No, it's Hutra. It's Hutra on Yantav. And therefore, it's totally Mutter, even if you're Marbe. On Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya. The Isser still exists, but you're allowed to do it if there is a Chola. But the Isser is still existent, and therefore there's going to be a difference. You can't do anything more than you're allowed to do. That's what the Ron says. Lefichach, now we know the context of the Ron. Lefichach nira li barer, devadai ribui shira b'shabes midaraisa mitzar. Vafilu achi lo dami, deribui b'shira b'yantif l'ribui b'shira d'shabes. Shah shabes d'chuyahi, etzal chole. V'lo hutra, lefichach, therefore, kol shi ikr malacha aser, since the ikr malacha is aser, af tosafto kamahu mitzar midaraisa. Its tosefis is going to be aser daraisa too, because ribui, the iser exists. Aval yantif she'ochel nefesh hutar ba, but yantif which ochel nefesh is hutar, dafilu efshar may erev yantif shari lefkoshu marbe ala ikur. It's fine as long as it is toreach echad. Toreach echad tosafta kamahus. That's an important lashon of the Ron to answer the question. Not everyone agrees to this chilek. Maybe Tosfos implicitly. The difference between Hutra and Dechuya, between Ochel Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh. The Gemara in Yuma, the Russian Yuma says Beferish. The Russian Yuma says, and we discussed this back in Masechah Shabbos, I think, that even Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. Even Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. Once you're allowed to do it, it's totally Hutra. This is the Rush quotes the Maharami Rutenberg, his Rebbe in Yuma, in Os. Yudalid, Rabbeinu Meir Heishu B'tshuva Alzeh, Vehevi Dimyon Me Ochel Nefesh B'yantif, Deshochten B'yantif, Tikasev Alos Asev Yisr Malacha, Machal Nevela, Deim Be'el Alav. He compares the two. V'hachinami, Kivon She'itira Torah Pikuach Nefesh, Havikol Malacha She'oseh B'Shabbos, B'Shalachol She'ishbo Sakana, Ki'ilu Asa B'chol. Any Malacha that you do, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos for a Chole, as if it's a weekday. We discussed back in Masechah Shabbos, Nafkamina, if you could get a guy, right, just as easily, should you do it with a guy, or not. And therefore, that's so it's not so pashut, the Ron's chilek, of Pikuach Nefesh being Dechuya, and Heter Ochel Nefesh being Hutra, but that is his suggestion, and we saw the Rush here argues. The Rambam's Lashon is Dechuya, but we mentioned then, a few days ago, the Rambam at the beginning of the second parak of Shabbos says Dechuya. But the question is he just borrowing that lashon from the Gemara? The Gemara only has it by Tuma, Dechuya B'tzibur. So the Rambam might just be borrowing that lashon, but it means we push aside the Avera. It might not mean that it's mamish Dechuya like in Lumdis terms. The Kesavishta assumes it is Dechuya, but we say the other Achronim aren't so convinced. Chassam Sofer here notes also that even according to the Ran that it's Da'araisa, it might not be Da'araisa like like a full Da'araisa with Karis. He compares it to Chatzi Shir, which is fascinating. Chatzi Shir is less than the Shir, so it's also Da'araisa, we paskin like under Yochanan, but it's not an Isser Karis. So here it's more than the Shir. More than the Shir, but also might not be Daraisa, because you do have some type of heter. Might not be Daraisa with the full Isser Kares, but that's an interesting note of the Chassam Sofer. Okay, there's an Ar Sameach here in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Ches, that's important, but I just want to mention two other quick ideas. So we have this idea of ribui by other areas of halacha. So one discussion is, the post can discuss, washing clothes on Chol HaMoed. There are certain times there are heterim, let's say children's dirty clothes. Children are going to go through, so you have to wash the baby clothes. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses, you should wash them one at a time. One at a time. But the modern day poskim, the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Avadia say, since we have washing machines, it's one tircha. It's one tircha. So whatever you need to do, you can throw in the washing machine. Just throw it all at once. Am I allowed to throw in more than what I need? Right, more than what I need. I'll use the opportunity of washing some clothes of the children that got dirty and soiled. So, no, one cannot. One cannot. Ribui b'shiurin does not apply to the iser malacha of Chol HaMoed. Right, if you're allowed, you have certain heterim that you have, but that is limited in scope. Right, the Rama writes in Tavkof Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph. The Shmir Shabbos says this. All the poskim say that you can't just throw in extra stuff just because, you know, you're doing a wash anyway and it's one tircha, doesn't apply in that case. Or, I saw the Chashuki Chemed here discusses, what happens if my wife is having a baby, so I'm going to go to the hospital, I'm getting ready to go to the hospital on Shabbos. I'm going to get ready. So I got my wallet ready because I'm going to have to take a taxi and pay the guy. I'm not going to go without it. Do I have to take everything else out of my wallet that I don't really need? Right? Is that ribui b'shir and it's one tircha, it's in the wallet. So am I allowed to just keep it in? So he discusses this in the context, he quotes Rav Moshe, who says, what happens if you have a key ring? You have a key ring, and there's some keys that you have no use for on Shabbos. But one of them is your house key. So you want to take your keys, and you have to take all the extra keys off beside muksa. What if it's a car key? A car key is probably muksa, right? So you have to take off the car key, right? And he compares that, Rav Moshe compares that to a case of, you know, this is Osir anyway, but talks about smoking on Yantif. Right, if somebody, so we know, Bizman said there are many posts that say he's also to smoke on weekday, forget Yantif. But let's say in the days of old, in the days of the Pnei Yeshua, when they thought that smoking was good for you, 500 years ago, 300 years ago. So let's say I'm not going to smoke 20 cigarettes, you know, but do I have to take only the ones that I'm going to use, and the rest have no use for me? So this Moshe discusses, do you say that, well, at least by the cigarettes, every one is potentially the one that I would use? Mashaykin, the wallet, there's some things in the wallet that I'm never going to use. There are some things on the keychain that I'm never going to use. It's not like, oh, potentially, which key am I going to choose to use for my front door? No, there's a front door key, and there are other keys. So this is what Rav Moshe and the Chashukei Chemed here discuss regarding Ribui B'Shiurin in that context. Again, once you have a heter to do something, do we expand it? I'm not positing, I'm just bringing up those cases. You can look there for the actual psak. Okay, we will stop here.